Liechtenstein. Stein? That's what we're going to talk about right now. It's Abstract Facts. We are continuing with our theme this week of the smallest countries in the world. Yesterday we got through, we're doing the top 10, so we talked about starting at 10, Malta, the Maldives, St. Kitts, the Marshall Islands, and now we are on to number 6 on this list of the top 10 smallest countries in the world, Liechtenstein. 160 square kilometers. It's a German-speaking country and the only nation in the world to be completely located in the Alps. It's located between Switzerland and Austria, and it's the richest country in the world by GDP per capita, with the lowest unemployment rate of 1.5%. Getting into the country is a little tricky. There's no airport, so visitors must go through Switzerland's Zurich Airport to reach this alpine country that's still ruled by a prince. That's Liechtenstein, 160 square kilometers. Sorry if I'm butchering it. It's the world's sixth smallest country. Number 5. San Marino comes in just below at, well, quite a ways smaller than Liechtenstein. It's 61 square kilometers. It's surrounded completely by Italy. San Marino is also known as the most serene republic of San Marino. With a total of, even though they say so themselves, with a total of 61 square kilometers, it's the fifth smallest country. It claims to be the oldest surviving sovereign state in the world. Also one of the wealthiest in terms of GDP per capita. The third smallest country in Europe. It has a population of only 30,000, boasting one of the lowest unemployment rates in the world. Number 4. This is what Mark Christie named his amazing store down in Laguna Beach, Tuvalu. I guess they pronounce it Tuvalu. And this island is only 26 square kilometers. Formerly known as the Ellis Islands, Tuvalu is located in the Pacific Ocean, northeast of Australia. It's the fourth smallest country in the world. There are about 10,000 inhabitants with 8 kilometers of roads and only one hospital present on the main island. The country was once a British territory, but became independent in 1978. And due to its location, tourism is not very significant. In 2010, less than 2,000 visitors came to Tuvalu, with 65% of them coming for business. All right, we'll pick up with the top 3 smallest countries in the world tomorrow on Abstract Facts. But Mark Christie says he's been on the wait list to visit Tuvalu for 14 years. That's crazy. I just put in my application and I'm going next year. Huh, that's weird. I guess it's all about who you know, right? All right, Abstract Facts, Daily Scramble Live. Stay with us. News coming up at the top of the hour.